Meeting concerning the Red Dog Project held March 10, 1982, representing NANA's Robert Newland, John Schaefer, Don Argetsinger, representing Cominco, George Tucannon, Jerry Booth.
Okay. Sulit, damna, sebab nenek-nenek Sulit agamane, orang di tempat ini penyepan We went into this for jobs. those before. If it was up to me, we wouldn't even go into mining. But you know, I got a job, I get paid, I don't worry about it. The rest of you, you got more bills coming, light bills, everything else now, you got to have more jobs. So that's why we went in. What we're trying to do is to do it so it doesn't spoil our any bad way. So our spirit program is going to be a part of this whole thing. I'm not going to say that people who are not in the program are not going to get jobs. I can't say that right now. We're going to make sure the spirit program gets going first. But down the road, you might be saying that. Those people who are involved in the spirit program, who are better Unibaptists than others, might get first crack at the jobs. You haven't got their spirit program going good, you better start supporting Herbert. That's the way to get into this. And we want to make this an Unibaptist. We're partners in this. It's not like we gave that land to Kamiko and they're going to run it by themselves. That's not the way it is. We're partners. Anna's part in that. We are the ones that own the land. We're the ones that are trying to start it because we want the jobs. We're going to, so we have to help. We'll be in this together. We're going to get not only the jobs as benefits, we're going to get paid by them. There'll be lots of that. Good enough so that people can live better. We're also going to get profits financed. And we showed some of the profits there. Or some of the money that they have to pay us, business, to open this mine. And we'll get. Robert got a check for $100,000 the other day. July will be another $1,400,000 as the first payment. And every year after this, until they open the mine, we'll get $1 million. That helps now. It helps us keep passing our dividends. But later, after the mine starts, then we'll get some more, anywhere from 8 to 10 million a year, until they get their money back out of it, which may be 15 or 20 years from now. Then after that, it jumps up to around 60 million a year after they get their money back. Or, 25 more years. Well, it keeps going up. But after about 35 or 45 years from the time it opens, then it jumps up to closer to between 100 million and 200 million a year. Besides the wages. But all of that has to be shared with the other regions under this 7I provision that we have in the Settlement Act. So we only get 34% of that starting from right now. We have to share the rest with the other regions. That's the way it works. They have to share whatever they got with us. The feasibility study is very important because until that's done, we don't even know whether the mine will open. We've got to remember that. So for the next year and a half or 2 years, you know, we just got our fingers crossed. It's going to be all of us together figuring out whether we should open that mine or not after they study. People that will be emotionally involved looking after subsistence and water and that kind of thing are the Kivalina and Notak people. The Elders' Councils of Kivalina and Notak will form a committee on subsistence and the environment. And they will advise us on whether it's going to be okay or not to open the mine. So we want to make sure those people whose land it is that we're digging up, they have to be happy with them. Yeah. So we'll have lots of say. We mentioned that we have meetings. They have to have at least one meeting like this about the mine every year for as long as this mine goes in every village. So everybody here will know what's going on. And we can come ask them if there's a problem. So they've got to do that. If we lean on NOTAC, we've got to do it at least twice a year. They're close. I hope this works. It works right, but it only can work right if we all we don't want to group up our villages while we're doing it. We're working. So if you have any questions in English, I'll answer them. These guys will answer them.
una camisa bien bonita y hacer la guame y no va al morner a tapar o cual cual pisa ni un pena y cayó todo lo niño seguir todo lo niño peñeja carro no va a su lugar tanta de cana señal luego y mi culo na ano na tena makit po kang nebik na na kaman na hibo amin yung kitin na ang lugar po tiga so payago tera ni pinyakta tapo na sabak tika sili jolo pinat tera ma ang yung tiyo lugar kasa tigid lugar ispira na ang lugar sumula kumuna ang mugora kun na ka imito ano blip ang makita ang mahon minyak ini penyepan karena oh tinggal dulu itu karena kogo pak nak lihat ikan itu kan sumit tak berguna junet penon tapi itu yang minyak tak penyepan oh tinggal dulu di dunia yang itu tak kogo tak tinggal berguna bisa ambil peso berapa biar apa nanti senyum berpautan yang sekanok dalam rumah ikhlas tilana so naka so sibun neka ikhlas senyum peso orang ini pergi senyum kemana olah ni neka si mumba an malam nak utara olah ni sibuk macam utara mana senyum tak si ini pe
probably Manita would be the one that would be than men.
You know what, some of those jobs that women are better. They got women working in their mind all over. Even driving them big 30-foot high trucks.
And a professional thing also, geologists and engineers. You have geologists, ladies and artists, and I will say that some of them work a heck of a lot harder and do a lot better job than the men.
This is the tape of the Shungnak meeting to discuss the proposed Red Dog mining project with Cominco, held March 10 with John Schaefer, Don Argetsinger from NANA, George DeCann, and Jerry Booth from Cominco.
Right.
Tell you a little bit about Jerry and I both will tell you a little bit about Kaminko and a little bit about zinc and lead and so on. The material that's in the Red Dog deposit. Something to about
cover the money that they put in there. That's at least 15 to 20 years. After that, you get your money back. When it jumps up to 25% of what you made, that could be about $60 million. And every 5 years, it goes up. So finally, after about 40 to 45 years, after my opens, and it will get over 100 million. A lot of that money has to be shared with the other regions for the settlement. We get to keep about 34% of the rest of the region, not all our region. In order to make this thing work, if it does look like it's going to work, then we're going to have to work with that too. This is a partnership. For the next year and a half, years, maybe a little longer, we're just going to study, look at it, look at everything, see if it will work. It's going to be up to Cominco to look at those things like how can it be mined, what's the best way to do it, how much it's going to cost, what kind of road it's going to need, what kind of shipping, whether they can sell the product after they mine it, those kinds of things. There's some things that we have to look at. Are they going to mess up the water or the land or the air? Are they mine it? Are they going to mess up our subsistence in that area? Even here, it affects it because the air moves past the air. Are they going to provide enough jobs? Because that's why we went into this in the first place. Jobs. Those kinds of things we'll look at. Then together we'll decide whether the mine will go or not. For Nana's part, we'll be coming to you to tell you, talk to you about it before we decide on our part. And we have to agree. Then we can say, go ahead. Everything is right. If it isn't right, then we stop right there. Pick up the bills. I'll have to try to find other jobs. But if it works okay, then we open up the mine. And then our work really starts, because we've got to make it work. Right now, the way things are going, if we had that many jobs, 200 jobs or so, but all that money in, then payroll will run close to $10 million a year for that mine. Even if we don't get all of those jobs, even half of them, $5 million more a year is a lot of money to pump into our village. Right now, most of our people can't handle the money, little money they got. If they get a lot more, things are going to get worse. So it's important that we get our spirit program going, so our people are ready to go up there, work, get the benefit of their money, and use it right in the village. Otherwise, you're doing it for nothing.